Gemara says, Meitzer, I have a question. It says, Moiser HaKeteris, the leftover Keteris they had, that used to be Makdish Keteris, they used every single day, they brought Keteris twice a day in the morning and the afternoon, and then what was left over, what did they do with it? Because we know when it came to Shchodesh Nisan, you can't use last year's stuff. For Shchodesh Nisan, you have to use new things that were bought from the new Trumas Halishcha, from the new money. So if you have leftover Karbonos, leftover Keteris, you can't use it for the next coming year. So what do they do with the leftover Keteris that they have left over? Hatayi speaks about Shem Mefatman, Kachas Gimumes Shishim Mechomish, that they make Keteris for the whole year. At the end of the year, they had leftover, so they can't use it for the next year. So what do they do with it? It sounds like this. Mahayoysim, what do they do with it? It's like this. Hoyimafrishin Mimenu Scharumnin. They used to set aside from this to pay the schar, the workers, the people used to work for the Beis Hamikdash, used to pay him with this. So mafrishimenu scharumnin. Or they set aside money that they're supposed to pay the workers. So let's say they had a worker build a house there in the Beis Hamikdash. So they're supposed to pay the workers. So what do? They set aside money that they plan to pay the umnin. So mechalin oisa al moyisumnin. Let's say they had money shechulin there. They had chulinika money. So they take this keteris now, and they were mechalul the keteris on this money that had to pay the yumnin. So they take the kedusha off the keteris, and the kedusha went on the money. Now the noistan oisal yumnin, they would now give the keteris the spices to the yumnin. They would pay them with the keteris. And Hegdish now had the Hegdishika money, and they gave over the keteris to the yumnin. Now the choizre v'noitel noisa mitrum chadasha. Then what they do it, they would buy back the keteris off the umnin from the new money they collected that year. Like in Ada, they went around collecting the machzor shekel, so they had now new money, the truma chadasha, and from this new money now, they would go and buy back the keteris. So that's the way they'll be able to use this keteris for the new coming year. Like this, the way it was, the keteris was from last year's kedusha. They couldn't use it for this coming year. So this was the eitzah to get the kedusha off it, and then give it to the umnin for their pay, and then we would buy it back from the yumnin with money. with the moyes that have hegdish, we would be mechal, like take the money of the maksa from the truma chadasha, and be mechal the money on the keteris, would get it back. So the question is why? What did hegdish have to do like this for? Why do you have to like be mechal the keteris on the money, yet set aside to pay the umnin via mai? Lichla la binyan. So what we're saying right now, that when they used to have the house built, where any room that was built for the Beis Hamikdash, they were not makdish at first. Everything was done on credit, and it was all chulin. And first later they had to be makdish it. So you have a pashat reitza. You have this keteris right now that has kedusha. You want to get the kedusha off it. So chul yetzu would have been v'amai lichla la binyan. Be mechala say this binyan right now, that should have the kedusha of the keteris. Take the kedusha off the keteris down from the binyan, and be makdish to binyan with the keteris. Would like say chilul zetach is there? So Gemara says no, you couldn't do that. The loika binyan, maybe what the people didn't build that year. Like not every year did you add on new rooms to the Beis Hamikdash. So maybe we're talking about a year that nothing was built on to the Beis Hamikdash. There's no binyan there. So therefore, now when you want to be mechalul the keteris, you have to do it with the money. So Gemara says no, the moyis umni ketani. But what money are you being mechalul with? On money you have set aside to pay the workers. So obviously we had workers to build here, and we have to pay them. So why do we set aside this money we're paying the workers? To be mechal the keteris on that, according to Shmuel, is a better reitza. Be mechalit on the binyan itself. So Mura says, teleke binyan kishir mois. Maybe no, the binyan is not worth that much the way you have for the keteris. In other words, the keteris is worth a lot of money, so maybe you don't have enough binyan there to pay to be mechalil the kedusha of the keteris onto the binyan. So Mura says, so what? I brought my Shmuel, we know Shmuel Shita is that hegdish shava mona. If you have a hegdish worth $100 and you want to be paid with the mechalit, shechiloi al shava pruta. If you mechalit even on the shava pruta, if you mechalit even $100 worth on a shava pruta, mechulul, it is mechulul. See, no matter how much the keteris would be worth, so what? You should be able to be mechalit on the binyan itself, whatever you built. So Gemara says, no. Hani milu wendish will say is alocha diyovet, if you do it, like midi raisa, that's taka the locha, but diyovet is taka chal that way. But lechatchila is not a good answer to do this way. Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it this way. So therefore, we're talking about a case where the keteris was worth much more than the actual binyan, therefore not mechalar on the binyan. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Rav Papa says like this. Rav Papa omar hainu time at the boinah b'chol. Rav Papa says another reason. You know what the din is like Shmuel says, that you're supposed to be boinah b'chol, and then you mark the ship? So not like Shmuel's reason. He said, because you want to be misnadiv the money, what do we mechalar the money? But he says a different reason. The purpose of the reason is, hang on time, the reason why the way Hegdish built something is that everything, all the material is chulin. It's only after it's all finished built, then we'll make the shit. Hang on time, what's the reason? The Bain and Bechon, because the story is that Lenitnu Torah Lamalchi Asharis. The Torah wasn't given to Malachim, it means it was given to Bnei Yodim. And us people, it's like this, Army people say, Dilma Boy Lemizga Vizagi Olayu. While you're building, maybe sometimes the workers have to sit down, and they'll sit down on top of the beams of Hegdish. See, when you buy it, the beams, the Hegdish right away, it's quite impossible to work with them, because it's very possible in between you'll have a gnaw from the woods. Like it's not impossible not to build, not to work, and not to have a gnaw from it. So therefore, Ibona the Kedusha, if it would have been that Hegdish first buys the wood and pays for it from Hegdish to get money, that Tchal Kedusha on the woods, Ishtakach will come out. The Kamal Bikutcha, the workers are having Hanor from Hegdish. So therefore, that's the reason why Hegdish makes it that when they first build, everything is Chuvin. So when the workers are building, there's no Isamilo. And after they get finished building, then they'll first be Makdashit. Now it says, Tanav, note that our Mishnah says, Hagizborim, the Gizbor of Hegdish, the superintendent of Hegdish, Ishaloku Asaitzim, if he buys wood, for Hegdish, Poshki is buying wood to build. So it says, the Mishnah says what? Moyelam ben, mashma, they buy the wood and the wood becomes Hegdish right away. Therefore the Mishnah says, if anybody has a no from the wood, there's nisa mila on the wood itself. Moyelam ben, v'yei moyelam do loy v'shipuy of loy b'nevi, enachanami, on the bark that you throw away, or on the branches of leaves you throw away, that there's no isa mila. There's only isa mila on the wood itself, the beam itself. Because that's all Hegdish means to buy. Hegdish only means to buy the beam what they plan to use. But our Kol Parma says clearly, when they buy it, they makdish it right away. So the question, both the quantum of Papa and Shmuel should be, for Yamai Merlinbem, why is there an Isamila on the wood? Hochinami, Levet Bechel. Like, why don't they say Hegdish should buy the wood on credit and not pay for it yet, not to be makdish it yet? For the two swords we had before, whether we don't want the Perlin to be over in Isamila, we want to have money to pay the schar ha-perlim later first. So what do we do it this way for? My answer is, Amri, I'll tell you, the Dilma boy, this is the question. Hey, Sachanam and Levit Bechel. Amri, the Dilma boy, the Mizgah, the Zagalayim, the Shtaka, the Komoy, the Kotchim, the Kashan, the Papa. According to Papa, why do we buy the beams from money of Hegdish? Does Hegdish right away? The Chris should have Yigazera. Let's be afraid maybe later when they're working with it, they'll come to sit down on it, and they'll be over near Samila. There should have been a Israel not to buy it this way. So Amar Papa popped himself in and says, no. E-B-A-T-S-M D-V-K-A-N V-E-L-A-C-H-O-K-N-A-M-I. If they're buying wood to use later on in the future, then you're right. There's a Zerum that in between you may come and sit down on it, so they would never buy it with the money of Hegdish, not to be Makdish it right away, not to be Makshuk people of having enough from Hegdish. Ellie, you know what Amish is talking about? We're talking about now, not that they're doing big construction, just they need one beam right now to use. And as soon as they buy it, they'll put it right away into the wall. So there's no gzera that may come to sit on it. As this is only one simple wood, one simple beam that you need, and the pshat is liyomer right away, you put it there. The Rashi Latoy says, Kleimar, Eitzim shalochu levnoisa b'yom al-kicha. You bought this wood to put into the wall today. Of his mammon, in a small time, we're not afraid that they can't watch themselves and not sitting or leaning on it. So therefore, Kontra Papa is good, our Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about when you're buying wood just for today to use it right away. So here, there's no gzeres about the peg, which is not the shit right away. Just if they buy wood, lumber to build with, then it takes time till you use it, and in between we're afraid maybe the people, the workers, would sit on it and have an yisamilah, says taka the din. Now when Hegdish buys that wood, they buy it on credit, and they don't make it Hegdish yet till after they finish the binyan, then they first makdish it. Yehadun alecho blad chattis. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here.